Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, Clive Staples Lewis, born in Belfast, 1898. Grew up loving Irish, Norse, and Greek myths and making his own stories about animals who walked and talked and did chivalrous things. Taught literature and mythology at Oxford, where he met J.R.R. Tolkien, who was a devout Christian. Lewis was not, and they took long walks debating the existence of God. The morning after one of those walks, Lewis went with his brother to the zoo. He said later, "When we set out for the zoo, I did not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and when we reached the zoo, I did. Yet I had not exactly spent the journey in thought, nor in great emotion." Went on to become a prominent Christian apologist. Did a series of radio lectures about Christianity broadcast during World War II. People listened to it on the radio during bombing raids in London. At the same time, Lewis was taking evacuee children into his house in Oxford. They seemed poorly educated, unimaginative to him, and he decided to write a book for them, like the fairy tales he'd read when he was a child. One day, one of the evacuee children asked him what was inside the big wardrobe in his house, which gave him the idea for a story about four children named Peter, Susan, Lucy, and Edmund, staying at a country house during World War II, when they discover a secret doorway in the back of an old wardrobe that leads to a land called Narnia. The first of seven books in the Chronicles of Narnia was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It came out in 1950. It's the birthday of Louisa May Alcott, born in Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832. Started out writing sensational stories about duels and suicides, opium addiction, mind control, bigamy, murder, what she called blood and thunder literature. She said, "I seem to have a natural ambition for the lurid style." She published these books under male pseudonyms so she wouldn't embarrass her family. But in 1867, an editor suggested she try writing what he called a girl's book, and she wrote Little Women. It came out in 1868, based on her own aspirations to become a writer. She was disappointed, Louisa May Alcott, at how popular Little Women became, because it obliged her to keep writing more books in the same vein. And it's the birthday of Madeline L'Engle, born in New York City, 1918. Struggled to find success as a writer with novels about ordinary families and situations. But after she read about the ideas of Albert Einstein and relativity, she wrote a science fiction novel called A Wrinkle in Time about a group of children who have to rescue their father from a planet where individuality has been outlawed. The book was rejected by 26 different publishers. They all felt the book was too difficult for children, but too fantastic for adults. It came out in 1962, won the Newbery Medal, and became a bestseller, and still is. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, entitled Coats. I saw him leaving the hospital with a woman's coat over his arm. Clearly, she would not need it. The sunglasses he wore could not conceal his wet face, his bafflement. As if in mockery, the day was fair and the air mild for December. All the same, he had zipped his own coat and tied the hood under his chin, preparing for irremediable cold. Coats by Jane Kenyon from Constance, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting The Namesake, starring Cal Penn, the coming-of-age story from director Mira Nair. On DVD now. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.